Welcome to another episode of Kentucky Football Carpool Show. I'm Nick.
I'm Mike.
All right, well, here's this fucking trash
last
SU belt
of the season.
Yeah.
We had it circled.
Yep. Well, you know, I Louisville thought they were going to be 10-2 by this point, but that's...
close.
Yeah, close. 2-9, but whatever. Yeah. what do you feel about today?
I'm confident, but that scares me because last time I was confident it was the Tennessee game.
Yeah, last time we were
the game. You can't.
Last time we were on this grill, we did lose.
Yeah.
So I would say it wasn't all we've done yet, but last time was all we've done.
Yeah.
So I am a little worried about it, but I'm not. I mean, Louisville's pretty fucking bad. If we lose this game, it's going to be on us.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know.
There's no reason we don't rush for 300-400 yards today.
I'm still just kind of – I'm not trying to get ahead of this game, but I'm still kind of pissed off that Florida's ranked above us. They haven't beat anyone besides LSU. We beat all these good quality teams.
Yeah.
And it's really pissing me off watching them play another dog shit team and beat them and think they're good. They're going to be a top 10 at this weight.
Oh, yeah.
Because Washington State lost.
Be number two in the country.
Oh, yeah. So fucking bullshit. So much fucking bullshit. But yeah, I don't know. I'm feeling good about today. How about you?
I feel good, but I'm worried. Always worried.
I just don't. I cannot see it happening. Cannot see it happening.
No, I mean, they're bad.
Yeah, they're very, very bad. I don't know. We should just literally handing up the gap and just run it.
Yeah.
Straight down it.
There's no reason. I mean, if Georgia Tech rushed like 560 yards.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, man. Right, hopefully Wilson doesn't have to throw the ball at all today. Then we'll be good.
Yeah. I guarantee you first play he comes out throwing.
No,
guarantee you. That sounds like an Eddie Graham move.
Yeah,
he likes the balance, dude. Don't need to be balanced. Just fucking run.
That's because he wants to prove that he's a really good offensive coordinator.
Look how good I am.
It's not Benny Snell. It's me.
Right.
So, I don't know. What bowl do you think we're going to be in?
Bowl prediction? Outback.
Outback Bowl? I think if we – unless some stuff work out for us, I want to go to the Peach Bowl, but I think it's probably going to be a Citrus Bowl by the end of it.
Peach Bowl would be nice. That's a doable Christmas gift for my wife if she's listening.
A Peach Bowl?
Yeah.
Is that doable?
That's a doable Christmas gift.
I told my wife that if we get to the Peach Bowl, I want to go. Because, I mean, it's in Atlanta.
It's an easy drive.
But I was walking in yesterday, and this asshole was fucking doing that little – well, he's not really an asshole. He's doing that little crusade thing with the bell.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, they better get to the Citrus Bowl because I got tickets already. I was thinking, no, you want the Peach Bowl.
No, Peach Bowl.
You want the Peach Bowl.
Don't buy tickets before you know where they're going, dipshit.
Yeah, no shit. Because, I mean, things could fucking happen.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I thought West Virginia.
We could lose today and end up going to some shitty bowl.
Yeah, like Music City. We'll be going. I'll go to that.
Yeah, it's a nice close drive. Yeah. Got family down there.
Yeah, that's right. But no, I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to get hit of today. I mean, Louisville's bad.
It's a rival game. You never know what happens there.
And a Louisville fan just told me that the player for Purdue said that Brohm said he's probably not going to come to Louisville. So rumors aren't true. So that'd be hilarious.
Awesome.
Because you know they would have rolled. They would have rolled with Petrino if they didn't think they could get fucking.
Oh yeah.
Brohm. Brohm's a great coach.
Oh, great coach. Would be a great hire. He's not coming.
I mean, I hope not. I think it'd be funny as shit if he turns him down.
Yeah.
So. But I don't know. I don't know, man. I think if we don't win today by a lot, I'm going to be fucking disappointed.
I am too.
I'm just surprised it's a night game.
Yeah, especially because Louisville's so shitty.
Who's even playing for them anymore? Do they have any players anymore? Puma Pass? Is he even their starting quarterback anymore?
I don't even know if that's a – I don't even know the answer to that, to be honest with you.
They have historically the worst defense they've ever had in their whole university.
It's almost like they're gemophobes, and they're, like, afraid to touch the other team.
Well, that's true.
They're like, don't touch me.
So, anyways, I don't know, man. I'm excited for today. It's a late game. And it's obviously big for us to be 9-3 because it keeps that 10-win season alive. But same time, I'm worried. It's a rivalry game. 18 points is a lot. We took Kentucky, but
all they have to play for is to ruin our New Year's Six hopes.
Pretty much. I mean,
that's all they have to play for.
I don't know. Like I said, when West Virginia lost last night, and then Washington State lost last night, I was thinking, man, we're sitting up pretty good. But now all of a sudden, Washington's going to jump us, even though they beat the Pac-12. Is terrible.
Terrible.
Just terrible. Like, how is that fucking conference even allowed to even have a team in a New Year's Six bowl? Is beyond me. But. It's just like the Big Ten. It's just terrible. I mean, the Big Ten's been, Michigan this. And then Ohio State just trumped you. And Ohio State should have lost last week.
Here's what's going to happen. Georgia's going to be put at number four next week. Ohio State's going to be number five. Ohio State's going to beat Northwestern.
Oh, yeah.
Georgia loses to Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
Ohio State's in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about it. I mean, unless Northwestern can beat Ohio State, they're going to be in there.
They're going to give Ohio State all the calls they can get.
Oh, yeah. No, they need Ohio State in there because they need the money. They need Ohio State's money. So, all right. So, who's your offensive player of the game?
A.J. Rose.
A.J. Rose? Going to come in and out-touch Benny or just outrun Benny?
I think – call me crazy here, but – Louisville's defense is so bad. He has breakaway speed.
That's true.
I think if he gets through the first line, they're not catching him. Whereas Benny, he's so pissed off, he's just going to run through him. But AJ's going to juke him out or something. I mean, he'll make a miss. And
I'm going to take Benny on this one because of the fact that it's easy to take Benny. And their defensive line, is they're. I'm telling you, we went to the Georgia Tech game.
Actually, can I give two? The entire offensive line.
Yeah. The entire offensive big game.
Line. If they don't have a big game – our offensive line
I'll tell you who shows up for the U of L game usually. Dorian Baker.
Yeah, Dorian Baker will come out.
He likes to make – he actually catches the ball a couple times. And we're like, oh, God, he showed up.
So much potential for a senior.
Two catches, 10 yards. Hey, touchdown. Hey, all right.
There we go.
Obviously, Dorian, this looks like the part. We've always said that. But he just likes – and to his credit, we never really had a quarterback, but he looks the part as a receiver.
Oh, he's so much potential. I remember looking and thinking, he's like a Demaryius Thomas as – receiver.
He's a big guy.
Oh, he's a monster.
So, but like
he
I said,
baby hands.
He's not going to be the player of the game. I'll promise you that.
No.
It's going to be Benny. If they don't run the ball fucking 100 times a day, they're crazy to think that they should even throw it up there unless they have to. Unless Louisville comes out and shows something that's totally different
against Wilson.
No,
it's just
no.
Louisville. I mean, it's shit, called, Georgia Tech just proved if you run the ball against Louisville, you'll win. They only threw the ball twice.
I'm telling you, we were there, and it was just straight. Up the gut, up the gut, up the gut.
I think
all game
Wilson's going to rush for 100 today.
I mean, he could. He could.
I think it's going to be Benny's going to have about 150. I think AJ's going to have probably about 125.
I was saying this in the Tennessee game, and I'll say it's a little. I'm just saying they're a bad team. Like, if we lose this game, it's because we didn't show up, and there's no freaking way we shouldn't show up for a U of L game. This will be on the coaches.
This is a giant rivalry game for
us.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
After they beat the shit out of us last year?
No, absolutely. Who's player of the game? Who's defense player of the game?
Defense player of the game? Cash.
Cash, I'm going to go Josh Allen because I think he's going to get the record today. Four,
you think so?
He's four more sacks. He'll have the SEC record. So I think he gets that today. I don't think they can. They're off his line. They're okay. Like, they're all coming back from last year and all that shit. But I think Lamar really, really fucking – like, he made them look a lot better than they were.
I do think this, though. I think Cash is going to have a shit ton of tackles is why I picked him.
Well,
but I think one of our secondary, I think it's going to be Wes, is going to get a touchdown today.
He very well could. Like I said, I think – Lamar, you're seeing how good. I mean, Lamar is like a once in a lifetime player, and I think just seeing how good he is showing this year from how bad they are because
they were terrible.
I was telling Mike this. He's won four or five games for him last year. Just him. Even the UK game last year, it was him.
Right.
He set the tone early, and that was it.
He rushed like 200 yards in that game.
I mean, and that's what happened. Was Lamar is just that good? I mean, he was just that great, and I still think they're that great.
Right. I don't either.
I mean, they think they are, but.
Oh, they think they're the greatest team in the world.
But, all right, so you're going to give me a score here?
Score? 35-7.
35-7? I don't think we get 35 or not, but I'll do 28-nothing.
28-nothing?
What do you got? What do you got?
We got a little fan here.
What kind of chin stripe? All right, go on with your chin stripe beard. Yeah. Are you going to make a pick or not?
What's your final score?
31-28. Louisville.
You're stupid.
That's so be the most points we scored all year. We're gonna win.
Okay, who's gonna be the best player on U of L? Who's even on U of L's defense? Yeah.
Who's the defense player against U of L?
Do you have anybody on U of L's defense?
If we have anybody,
is Craig East's son still there? He's gone, isn't he?
He's gone.
He came back.
Once Trainer got fired, he came back.
Dang, well, but you're a dick. So I
was literally as soon as he came back, he fucking gave a touchdown. It's good to have you back.
Who do they even have on defense? Who do they have on defense? Who's their best player? Who's
their best defense player?
All right, if you're gonna pick one guy to come the next year, all right, who's your best defense guy on your fucking team?
We really don't.
Dude, there's no one on your defense really that's any good. Like a corner?
Up a name.
I don't even.
I mean, UK's had some bad ones.
No, I'm telling you, I can't. Like, this team, we're ranked in the hundreds.
I know they are.
There's nobody. Like, literally, get rid of everybody.
Literally, Rutgers' defense is better than yours.
I know.
We should have took them.
It's unbelievable. Dude.
So, okay. So we just avoid the defensive side. So, offensive side, who's going to be the best player? Jalen Smith?
No, Tutu at will.
Tutu Atwell. He's from Louisville, right?
No.
No, he's a little
that's
he's
the
a
guy,
little guy that,
we,
the quick
that we
dude.
Recruited fucking over your boy from Purdue.
Who's – isn't there guys from Louisville? Are there guys
no,
like – don't we see her from Louisville at all? So –
not really.
So Tutu Atwell played. He's a quick old guy, actually.
Yeah. No.
He's going to. Hey, if he goes to the combine, he's going to break that 40.
Who, is he a senior?
No, he's a freshman.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
What I'm saying. We can build
him. He's the guy that y'all chose over the kid from Trinity.
Yeah, over Rondell Moore.
Yeah.
So,
which was a mistake.
Okay, who's your next coach? Prediction time. Who's your next coach?
Come on. It's Brom.
It's not happening. You just told me. You just told me that Brom's not coming.
I'm sorry, you're mispronouncing. It's Neil Brown.
Oh, God. Y'all get Neil
Hugh
Brown.
Hugh Jackson.
Oh, get out of here. Yeah, Hugh Jackson. Yeah, yeah. It's like the basketball. Who was it? The guy from fucking the Celtics.
He's still coming. He's still coming.
Give him a couple championships in the NBA.
Five more years, he's coming. Mark it down.
Get the fuck out. Delusional fan base. Usual delusional.
Delusional
fan base.
You are the delusional fan base.
Okay. First off, Louisville fans thought they were going to be 9-3 this year.
And
fact, yes or no?
I mean, you know, you verse it, right? We're going back to be 3-9, so, you know.
3-9. 2-10 is where you're looking at, sir. And that Western Kentucky game was a gift. A fucking gift.
Y'all should have lost that Western Kentucky game.
And if it was a regular fucking weather game, an Indiana State game, toss-up game. I'm just kidding. Who's starting quarterback for y'all now? Puma?
Is it Puma?
It's still Puma.
It's still Puma?
Still Puma.
He's actually not that bad.
No,
he's not that bad.
No, he's awful.
Oh, is he really that bad?
Is he bad?
Well, a couple games I watched here, right?
I'd rather have Cunningham in the game, but fucking Cunningham, all he can do is run the ball. He can't throw it.
Well, they should have played their freshman guy because now he's gone.
No, because he transferred.
I know.
Because he couldn't get along with fucking Petrino.
Petrino's garbage.
With Nick Petrino. Not even fucking Bobby Petrino. It was Nick Petrino.
Well,
he's fucking younger than me, fucking the quarterback.
I know. He beat me in state, so I know who he is. I absolutely know who he is.
Unqualified to be a fucking coach in fucking.
So what's
conference.
What's this? Lorenzo. What's your head coach name? Ward.
Lorenzo Ward.
Yeah, Lorenzo Ward.
Okay.
I mean,
does that matter?
Obviously not. If we lost,
well, they got the L part right.
Here we go. Yeah, so my pick is 28-0 because they're garbage as fuck.
31-28.
31. If y'all get a 31. I'm gonna be scared.
I don't think we've scored 31 all year.
If you're all gonna win, it's gonna be like 14-7 or some shit. That's what it's gonna be.
No, because we have no defense, so it's gonna be a shootout.
Y'all have no offense. We ain't getting no shootout. It was a shootout. You're all gonna win.
It was a shootout.
Okay. Over under. How many players? How many
Nobody's
people are
gonna walk, listen to this? I'm just gonna let you know right now.
Okay. Over under. Over under. Over and under. How many people are going to be at the stadium tonight for Louisville?
How many Louisville fans? Not counting the Kentucky fans.
Kentucky fans are going to be fucking all in that stadium.
20,000 maybe.
20,000? This place holds like 70,000. Oh,
if
my God.
This is Kentucky.
It does 50,000. That's more than Commonwealth.
Dude, when we went to the Georgia Tech game.
Oh, that was bad. But this is a rivalry game. Went to Georgia Tech game. It was just like zero gap.
Louisville fans literally probably sold all their tickets to y'all, motherfuckers. I'm not
for a lot? What do you think, like $7? I bet I can get on the road.
You can get a ticket right now.
I almost got tickets for a pack of Newports.
Let me get one. Don't do it.
When we get done here, you can do that all you want. So, all right. Well, I'm Nick.
I'm Mike. Fuck you.